Oasis Audio presents Mercy Clifton, Pilgrim Girl by Peter Marshall, David Manuel, and Sheldon Maxwell. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Limes. Puckered lips reluctantly kissed the sour green fruit. Stung by its bitter flavor, they curled back tightly against clenched teeth. Two soft brown eyes squinted, a slender nose wrinkled. The stale, salty air hung so heavily throughout the small merchant ship that she could barely breathe. The ship was packed with passengers, cargo, and livestock, everything needed to start a new life in a strange new world. Animal pens filled the underdeck spaces around the anchor rope and the capstan that hoisted it up. The stench of sheep, goat, chicken, and pig droppings was suffocating and certainly didn't match the fragrance of the ship's lovely name, the Mayflower. "Limes!" gasped Mercy Clifton, plucking the offending fruit from her mouth. "Sucking them on empty bellies is awful," she moaned, grimacing at her two best friends. "I'm hiding mine," Elizabeth Tilly whispered, blue eyes flashing. The girls snuggled together for warmth around Elizabeth's tin foot warmer box, lined with embers from the cook's brick furnace on the main deck above them. "Limes are not much for eating, but rubbing them on one's nose fades freckles." "For the love of heaven," exclaimed Mercy. "What a careless vanity if one dies of whatever they're supposed to cure." The third girl spoke more prudently. "We'd best eat these nasty limes. Dr. Fuller prescribes them to save our lives, not our faces." "Just because you don't have any freckles, Miss Pris," protested Elizabeth. Poking her nose in the air, Priscilla replied, "Priscilla. Priscilla Mullins. Not everyone has the face of a goddess like you."